get happy again, you know, and just believe. And then that's infectious. The other realtors around you get happy and they're excited to sell. And then you start helping one another and create a vibration of harmony and unity. And then you're going to be able to kill it. But like you said, people were getting aggressive last year.
Yeah,
and it was like a frenzy for, I got to make some money. I got to get this. Ah.
Yeah.
And you don't manifest out of desperation.
Right.
Only out of quiet confidence. So it's an inner knowing. Oh, psh, that's how house is sold.
Yeah. Under all is the land, the real estate. Courtney, your friends about to show you how to generate wealth. Get educated, do for yourself. Add a couple notches to your belt. Under all is the land. Under all is the land. The real estate. Under all is the land. Under all is the land. The real estate. Coming to you live from Acme Real Estate in Los Angeles, California.
Welcome to Under All is the Land, Season 3, Episode 1. I am your host, Courtney Polis, here with my rock star co-stars, Silke Fernal.
Hello.
And Dominique Madden.
Hello.
This is our first podcast of 2023.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It's our Michael Jordan year. Let's go!
Let's go! So what's been going on? Did you have a good holiday?
Yeah. It was great. I well needed break.
Yes.
It was relaxing.
Yeah, it was good.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the rain.
You do?
I do. I love it.
Even when it pours in through your windows?
Well, you had to bring that up.
Dominique's car accidents and your house accidents, it's happening.
I know, but I still like the rain.
Right.
I like the sound of it, and it's cozy, and it, you know, it's, you can make a fire and. That's nice.
Did you make
it's
a fire?
It's a good vibe. I mean, many, many fires.
Aww. In the new house?
It's cozy. Yeah.
Yeah. See, she has leaky windows and a fire. Still is happy being a homeowner. So
there you go.
Yeah.
It all comes with the territory.
It does.
Exactly.
How's your construction project going?
It's done.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, now it's just landscaping.
Okay. And when's that going to be done?
TBD.
Well, I can't wait to see it and its doneness.
Yeah. Actually, we just filed permits to do an ADU. And fortunately, we did it right before it hit 2023, because now in 2023, LADBS is making even more energy efficiency requirements that are going to end up costing owners a lot more.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
Or not.
Okay. You know, it's required that you have these big, ugly tanks that collect rainwater. To, you know, year round we don't get rain, but they are always in the backyard of our flips. They're required by the city, and people hate them, and they want to remove them the minute they close escrow. Mm-hmm. I don't think the city is aligned with what buyers or sellers' budgets and demands and needs are around that.
I think they're aligned with whoever greases their pockets.
Yeah, it seems like that, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, I know when I do home inspections, sometimes the inspectors will say, listen, this is new code. Nobody wants this. So once you do it, take it out.
Are you talking about arc fault breakers?
That's one of the things that came to mind. Actually, that's one of the things.
Yeah.
The other one is GFCI outlets in the washer dryer area and handrails on small steps. You know, it's like three steps. It's an architectural home. Nobody wants an ugly ass handrail. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, it's like code.
Yeah. It's a safety thing, you know.
But they're small stairs.
I know. Someone could trip.
Someone could trip on the curb.
I know. But I think
I don't see handrails on the curb.
I know. There's have to make sure. Sidewalks that look like this.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Or potholes that our car can literally fall into.
Exactly.
How about that?
I mean, you could get hit walking across the street. They just said jaywalking is no longer going to be an offense, right?
Which is awesome. I've been jaywalking ever since.
Okay. So you could get hit by a car. What does that mean? You need a handrail to walk across the street?
No, a little walker maybe. So it hits the walker first.
On some level, there has to be personal responsibility.
Oh, totally. But I think it's just liability thing. They can't say, don't put a handrail in. Somebody breaks their neck on your property and sue the city. They said, I don't need a handrail. I don't know.
But it can happen with anything.
Anything. Of course, it's tripping on a sidewalk.
Holding the rail, you know,
It's just trying to make sense of the senseless.
Why are you advocating for what makes no damn sense? irrational improvements that are made by a lobby that affect regular homeowners that they do not want.
That's true.
Like, you know, on some level, it has to come back to owning property is like a fundamental, in my opinion, American like tenant.
Right.
It's like it is the thing. I mean, I know we stole a lot of land to get there, but it's just like, you know, that's mm-hmm. one of the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
and it's like we should have the right to use it how we want.
Agree.
And totally. Do what the hell we want on it.
You know,
and if I have to have liability insurance because I want three little stairs and that costs me more because it's more like, then I'll pay more if that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at least I can have the property that I want without, you know, whoever is at the office making
which you can, rules. Right? You just take the handrail off if.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of limitations, especially in LA, that's like so over-bureaucratic. Over the top. Yeah,
it is.
Sure. But you know, like on my property in Pennsylvania, whenever I was buying that, I was like, so like, you know, can I add units here? Like, what can I do? They're like, whatever you want. It's your property. I'm like, oh.
Right. You can do that here?
Oh, we're in a different state. Yeah.
I know. Same in Florida. Yeah. I mean, there are permits that you can pull for things, of course.
Yeah. Like you can pull permits.
But a lot of times people just kind of like renovate the things that don't really make sense to pull permits for, like switching out countertops or something. It's like, why do you have to pay the city for that? You know? Like, it is either good looking how it's done, you hire a countertop person to install, or it looks stupid. And then that's on you, you know? I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be some common sense rolling back. Like, there's one thing I heard in Congress. They said, like, somebody proposed, I don't remember, but something like when we make a new rule, a new law, then we have to pull an old law off. And I'm like, that is responsible.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like all these rules and codes
building
and it's
up.
Adding on and on and on. It's like, oh my God. And California runs a big risk of overregulating people on all fronts to the point that it's no longer enjoyable to live here. And I know a lot of people who live here are like, kind of like, well, that's the, you know, we pray for the sunshine and da da da. And I'm like, yeah, but there's a limit to that. And I can just tell you from going back and forth to Florida, the difference in quality of life when you're like a little less regulated versus this heavy regulation, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So anyway, California, get your shit together. have you ever been to a psychic?
I have.
You have? Tell me about that.
I've been to like a tarot lady. She read my cards.
A tarot lady?
Was
she right?
Like a, you know, I think she's just really good at reading the cards. Of course, I mean, it's all flattering what they tell you, then, you know. But
is it?
It is.
Not always. I mean, have you done a psychic reading?
No.
Never
but
have.
But I remember have when you? You did.
Yes, I have
and
done.
And I remember a falsehood that they made.
Oh, what did they say?
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I hate to repeat it, but they indicated, remember, that mom had a certain amount of years left.
They said that?
They actually said that.
Well, usually that's not.
So we were stressed out for a little while because we were like, what the heck?
You went to a reader
that ended
that
up not being true.
Told you that your mother.
Well, I've been to several. I mean, there are some that are good and some that are bad. So when I was in high school, I had a very good friend named Dayton. He was like like a pharaoh. He wouldn't curse around women. He was like a friend, but he was just a beautiful person. He was taking care of his little brother. His mom was a crackhead. His dad was in jail. And he was just like somebody who could do no wrong. Like every old lady in town just loved this guy. He was just a beautiful human being who was like shining through adversity. And I was really good friends with him in high school. And when my dad died, I called him, and he like ran to my house, and I just cried and cried and cried. He was just such a good friend. I just love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, long story short is he got shot on the day he returned from his honeymoon. He was super young too. He was like 20 or something. I talked to this psychic on the phone, and she goes, I see somebody coming through. His name starts with a D. I don't understand this name. I don't understand the name. She got it like half right. She's like, day something. And he's telling me about these tiny little donuts that you fry and put powdered sugar on. Does that make sense to you? And the one time he came to visit me in college, I made these little things. We used to call them TCPBs, which was our little crew name. But anyway, we'd get high and we'd get munchies and we'd fry biscuits in oil and put powdered sugar on them. And they were like little donuts.
Oh my God.
And they were amazing.
But
and I made those. that time when he visited. I mean, she would. That's so specific.
Yeah. Right? Oh my God, it's I'm like, getting the chills.
Exactly. So there are people who definitely can channel some things. And I thought it would be.
I definitely believe that.
It would be a fun idea to, because, you know, the most popular question, the question everybody wants to know is, how's the real estate market going to fare in 2023? Right?
Yes.
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 So today I'm honored to introduce Heather Aubel, one of LA's most talented psychics, intuitives, and she's here to help us navigate through the cosmos what the future has in store for the real estate market in 2023. Welcome, Heather.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Well, we're so excited to have you here because honestly, I don't know if we're the only realtors that are getting this question a lot. I'm guessing we're not. But everybody wants to know what's happening with the real estate market this year. Mm-hmm. So, before we get there, let's just start with an introduction.
Okay.
Will you tell everybody who you are?
I'm Heather Aubel. I've been doing psychic readings since the age of 5, and I'm 51, so it's all organic. It comes inherently. And I've done a lot of billionaires, celebrities, high-end realtors. I've had two occurrences where I predicted the exact date of a sale for a realtor.
Wow.
She called me the week before and said, oh, you know, it's not May 18th. And I said, or she goes, the house hasn't sold a week prior to my prediction. And I said, well, is it May 18th, the date of the prediction? I said, is it May 18th yet? And she goes, no. And I go, well, then call me when it is. Oh. And on May 18th, the home sold.
Wow.
So I've got you guys, I've got Sotheby's, I've got the agency, I've got Dizzy Penner. I can never say that, but a lot of cool realtors come.
Amazing.
Because I'm all about the numbers. Mm-hmm. And so, and then my husband's an investor, which you know. Mm-hmm. And so I will have to predict for him too.
Right. Oh, that would be useful.
Yeah, seriously.
Your husband's an investor. I know. So was that part of the thing that attracted you guys together? He's like, this chick's going to predict my financial future.
I mean, that being said, I have a disclaimer, which is I don't pay attention to his stuff very much. I got my own stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, only when he asks me to tap in. So today's exciting because I think there's a lot more, and we'll go into it, but I don't think it's as doomsday as everyone's.
Let's get into it.
Yes.
Then. Tell us, what are you feeling?
What am I feeling? Okay, so to start, I think, and then personally, we have 4 multi-unit buildings, and you don't have to be psychic to know, never invest in a multi-unit building.
Why? Those are good.
In LA, it's
oh, because
so
of rent
difficult.
Control and the eviction stuff.
And all of our buildings are historical, and people ride the COVID out. There's, you know, a lot of tenant issues, and you know, there's a lot of, I believe.
And you couldn't predict that? No, I'm just kidding.
It was him before I got there. And then, okay, so it kind of all ties together. And then we have a home in Nashville that we just did. And, you know, everyone's saying, oh, Californians are migrating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make it so, you know, you're a Republican, you're this, you're that, you want to get out of here, you think it's all turning to crap. I think for the city of LA in general, it's going to clean up, it's going to get nicer, and we're going to have like this resurgence of kind of like the 90s, like if any of you were alive.
I was here.
I was too.
It was fantastic.
I was in Los Feliz.
Yeah, know? I was in the Echo Park and Silver Lake and America Mile.
I know, I don't know why we didn't hang out.
We knew each other at that time.
Yes. But so it's kind of like this theory of like, you know, or this vibration of everyone leaving Cali, and it's simply ending now. And so, you know, everybody's going to Austin or Nashville, and where we have a place is Nashville. So we put it on the market, can't get arrested. And it's stunning. It has its own private lake, 5 acres, like just stunning. But the market went like that.
So you mean that like during COVID, people were like racing out of town, but now that things are normalizing with COVID, LA is not, you know, a lot of people are hanging in here.
Yeah, we moved back after a year and a half.
Okay, so you moved out.
So dang boring out there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So what I predict is less migration. People coming back to, and it's also the year of the rabbit that we're kind of vibing into.
And what does that mean?
From the Year of the Tiger. And I was saying, Year of the Tiger.
Yes.
So it's going to be...
Was it inspired by my cat?
Maybe.
Okay.
So what that means is more of a feeling of spirituality, community, love, kindness, gentle, right? Mm. A gentle year. Where last year was aggressive, difficult, grinding, that kind of feeling. And also not getting anywhere with anything. And so we all go into 23 with hope of more of a sense of community, of love, of friendship, of, you know, we're not going to be here long. And people are starting to, of course, are becoming more spiritual, understanding that things in, I think if you're a great realtor, you have a spiritual essence. You have feelings about everything, and you
well, it
into
is a it is an intuitive industry. I think for the people who are really good at it, you can feel what a buyer is feeling when they walk in the house, or you can predict what somebody's going to say about a particular layout problem or whatever. There is definitely some intuition. You know what people kind of want. You can read people a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a lot of intuitive.
It's mostly praying right now that we're doing, I think, just for our deals to close.
Well, like, it's...
I hope I can get back to that spiritual
I
center.
I so. With a little less aggression this year.
Yeah.
And a little bit
Me
more
too.
Calm and, like you said, more love and understanding and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice.
It would be nice. Yeah. Even agents were like at each other's throat last year.
I bet. Yeah. That's the vibe. So it's not going to be as bad as everyone thinks. I don't see this like collapse, like what was it? 08, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be nearly as bad as that. It's just a little bump that you have to get over. Mm-hmm. So I always tell my realtors, change your mind, change your thoughts, change your life. So even in this kind of environment or market, you can do anything if you set your mind and your thoughts to what you want to accomplish. And I think that's anyone great in business. They're a manifester. They mm-hmm. do things and create things with their thoughts. So that is kind of really the best defense, as airy-fairy as that sounds. But keep your thoughts correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're trying to sell... Believe and you shall receive.
Okay. So do you think that applies for buyers too? Like, how do you feel like buyers should jump into this 2023 market? Because mm-hmm. right now what's happening, what I'm seeing, and it's maybe a bleed over from 2022, is that buyers are affected by the interest rates, psychologically at least, mm-hmm. even if they can still afford it. Because you know they could. You know they can afford a higher price. They don't feel like they should have to pay it right now. Sellers are still hoping that it's not a buyer's market. So it's difficult to get them on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of buyers are not realizing that the cost of renting is costing them more than just paying what they need to pay to get the house that they really want and start their home buying journey. Like I always say, there's never a bad time to buy. There's only sometimes a bad time to sell,
mm-hmm.
you know? But what do you think buyers should do? What do you see for buyers as far as their strategizing or their mindset? What has to happen for them to have a successful 2023?
Well, first of all, I think if you are inclined to buy, that means you have to sell what you're in, unless you are renting, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe your interest rates are low because you already own, right? So those people would be a little reluctant to be a buyer, to move forward. And
but
I
you
think,
mean like they bought their house with a 3% interest
yeah, yeah.
rate. Now they have to go to
and
a
so
5% interest rate to buy.
That's creating fear is one theory. And then the other thing is they just sort of need to trust in the fact that...
Sorry, that was my belly growling.
Trust in the fact that everything is cyclical and everything that goes down has to come up. It's energetic. It's scientific. It's quantum physics, right? Mm-hmm. And then you are all kind of getting independent of the man, the Fed, the whatever, right? You guys are becoming more independent, punk rock, on your own. You're creating your destiny with your real estate right now.
I
you
love
have
it.
To
so
create
it's punk rock to own real estate? Is
sure
that what you're saying?
Is.
I love that. I love that.
I got you, girl.
Yes. Do you think sellers should be worried in 2023?
Okay, so try not to. But like you were speaking of, I could kind of hear you in here. Everything is visual. Everything is about beauty in the end. And I feel that the woman buys the house ultimately. So it's kind of got to be the most vibey, gorgeous, cleansed space, open, no clutter, no bullshit, no family photo. You know, I go in and clean these homes out for realtors because that's
stuff. You mean you energetically clean them?
That's right, baby.
Yeah, tell us about that. What's that process look like?
So, you know, people will think they have a ghost or a spirit. That's when I get really into like kind of getting that energy out. But as far as like basic cleansing for your home, mm-hmm. there's three things you can do. There's Palo Santo, there's sage, and there's Nag Champa incense. Okay, so the sage.
I have all three.
I can feel it. Yeah, but you must daily cleanse your space, and especially daily. Like let's say in here, for instance, daily, because you have customers coming in who maybe are arrogant or, you know,
or afraid.
A-holes or whatever,
Our customers are never.
No, they're never us. But they're afraid, and that's a great point. They're afraid.
Fear is an energy that you can feel.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And that is definitely, like, I feel like contagious, that fear energy.
So it's also important during a full moon, you put some little sea salts in the four corners. That'll clean out your space. Sage is for large areas. Palo Santo is small areas. Sage eliminates negative and positive energy. So you should be carrying like a crystal or a little evil eye talisman, whatever, and saging, okay, so that you can balance it. Palo Santo only removes negative energy. And then Nag Champa is the first incense ever made in India, right? And that's for like a quick fix. And it smells really, it has perfume. So it's real sweet smelling.
Right. And yeah, we know that one. Like, you know it when you walk into a place.
You're like, am I at a head shop?
Yeah. It's like the scent of my teenage years.
Yeah. It's the scent of like
smoking
tie-dye, you know, and just, Led Zeppelin. I don't know what I used to listen to back then.
I love it.
Okay. So you feel like sellers need to cleanse their space. That's important.
The vibration. For resale. Yes.
And tailor, you know, clear out the stuff so that they can, you know, appeal to the maximum amount of buyers. We agree with that as well. But, you know, sellers are just wrestling with, I think, what they feel is a loss of money. That's the problem, is that there's an abundance mindset, right? Mm-hmm. Where we believe that it's a flow. So even if you don't make as much on this sale, you're going to save some money on the buy or, you know, whatever. And it's just you don't hold too tightly to one property's profit margin because you have 10 properties and it's going to get better. And plus also sellers have been making money hand over fist for the past 8 years. So if they don't make a little bit of money this year, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't negotiating it across the years. Right. But I think the mindset stuff is coming from a feeling like they're losing money when they're not getting the sales price, even if they're ultimately profiting. Right. It still doesn't feel like enough.
Yeah, that's how where we're at in that? Tennessee. That's where we're at.
How do you get over
lower
that?
Lower the price. It's been on the market forever. You're just going like, why? And I think you're very, very astute in that observation. It's fear. And it's created by the news or politics, inflation, all these things. And so with the inflation mindset, I don't want to buy a new handbag, let alone a house, right? Because you're going, I got to save. Like, how much worse can it get? And my prediction is this is the worst right now.
Okay.
So then we go into January, still kind of sucks. February, we're starting to move upward, an upward trajectory. Good. August is when it completely turns around.
Great.
That's my specific prediction.
I love that. I love that.
Yes. I'm relying on this more than the news.
Let's go. I like this.
Let's go.
Well, I mean, and it's just, we all have this feeling of being defeated right now. I think we all feel a little burnout, a little
beat up,
sad sometimes, that ennui where you're just kind of like, what's it all mean? Well, just get happy again, you know, and just believe. And then that's infectious. the other realtors around you get happy and they're excited to sell. And then you start helping one another and create a vibration of harmony and unity. And then you're going to be able to kill it. But like you said, people were getting aggressive last year.
Yeah.
And it was like a frenzy for, I got to make some money. I got to get this. Ah.
Yeah.
And you don't manifest out of desperation.
Right.
Only out of quiet confidence. So it's an inner knowing. Oh, psh, that's the house is sold. I mean, the people I've predicted the exact dates, don't you think also, because I'm not sanctimonious, right? That they're manifesting it with their minds. So I'm saying, oh, it sells on May 18th, and it does. It is a fucking miracle, you know? but at the same time,
your guidance and them believing what you're saying kind of together creates the thing happening.
I look at the gifts in more of a scientific way. It's not like an angel is telling me. No, this is energy, cyclical energy of the market, of life, of everything. What goes down must come up, and it will come up quickly.
So what do you predict for Acme in 2023?
For Acme?
Yeah, read that.
Well, I felt three right now. I felt three when I walked in.
You did?
Yeah, so you have three projects that will go through and sell. So is that correct? You have three right now.
I hope more than three.
Three that are solid that will go quickly. And then is there another woman who's like trying to get in this arena with you or buy you out or anything?
We have had offers to sell, but we are not currently entertaining them.
Good. Yeah. Because this woman is very shrewd, but also I don't trust all the way. And I don't trust if you sold now, it would not be the best time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about keep the faith, know that you have a winner, and understand that you are highly competitive already. You can only go where? Up. And 2023 is a five, right? 23 is a five, and that is positive change, upward change. And in a spiritual way too. So we can spiritually be aligned with money, which is another thing people don't get.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not aligned with money, I don't understand these spiritual teachers who are like living in their van and they're like teaching you how to be abundant. You know what I'm saying?
Like life coaches. I'm
at your house and there's like dirt on the floor and it's kind of creepy and you're telling me, you know?
Yeah. So
we have to be discerning in who we choose for business matters especially.
And for guidance. Yeah, mm-hmm. For guidance mm-hmm. in real estate. I saw a meme, I sent it to Andrew, it's hilarious, but it says something like, yeah, let me just ask my uncle or somebody who hasn't bought real estate in 20 years for his advice on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah. Why would you not trust somebody who is literally living in it 60 to 80 hours a week like we are, mm-hmm. as opposed to somebody in another state who bought 20 years ago, whose experience is completely out of line with what's happening right now?
It's like bringing dad to inspections.
Exactly. It's like asking the wrong people. Another mistake a lot of people make. They do. People ask, especially when they're in fear, they ask too many people for their advice. You know, I know people like this. I even know people in my family like this. If they don't get the answer they want from the first person, they go on to more people who are going to endorse their fear.
To get what they want to hear.
Oh, people do that.
Oh, dude.
Oh, do you know them when they come in?
I also think that people think that certain people have their best interest in mind over others, especially mm-hmm. whenever they look at realtors and they think that we're just these like house pushers, you know?
Right.
But if you have a good agent, then they have your best interest. You know, I don't just tell people to buy any house.
Mm-hmm.
If I see red flag issues and I'm like, you can't afford to fix that, that's going to be a big problem.
Right.
I'm not going to push them into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People don't always want honesty from their agents, though. That's another thing. And we are just really honest. So we'll be like, you know, it's risky, you know, as far as being next to this liquor store or on a busy street. I wouldn't say this is going to, you know, if there's a lot of inventory, this is not going to be the first house people write on, you know, or honesty. It just is sometimes uncomfortable. We pride ourselves on it, but people don't always want to hear it.
It's funny because around the three of you is the word integrity.
I love that.
And it's all in your eyes. There is no BS. And you know a salesman when you meet one. Well, at least I always do, you know?
Yeah.
But the fact is you care. And if you actually care, love, enjoy, have all your heart in your work, That is another thing that really attributes to success in whichever kind of market. If it's a buyer's market, everyone's a success, right? So right now, you all have to just, you know, what is it? Your bootstraps, pull them up and stay positive, focused, happy, and know that everything is changing for the better. Know it. Simply know it in a quiet confidence, right? Mm-hmm. And that's with selling. That house is sold, and I like to do numbers. I'll put a date, like I was telling you. So you can choose the date in which you want your home to sell or to go on the market. Whatever, you can visualize it, say it, see it, and make it happen in that way.
Okay. I'm like going to apply that. The mind to some is listings that powerful. Right now.
The
right
mind
now.
Is that powerful.
I love that.
I fully believe that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shall we do switch gears a little bit and do
sure.
some mini readings
okay.
for the brokers on the table?
I apologize. I didn't bring cards. I don't really do cards. Everything's in my mind. As a teenager, I got into it. You know, everybody's doing tarot and everyone's a witch and all this.
Right.
But like,
of course.
Yeah. Clearly, we're all witches. Why the hell not? But basically, okay, who am I reading? What am I
Let's
doing?
Let's read Neek first.
Okay. So with you, there is... it's about love for you, this life. It's about love, love affairs, loss. What you're going through right now feels like you need to open your heart more to love that's coming to you, romantic love, okay? Are you married?
Yeah.
It's because I get that, but it's like a resurgence, a reconnection, a reuniting, right? So get back to love. Start being friends again. Right? Because it's all the minutia that's kind of getting in the way, right? And then I was seeing you as becoming calmer, more zen-like, more spiritual. You're young, you know? And as your life evolves, you're going to become very calm in the state of stress and anxiety. You all three are going to stay in this business, so... Okay. You're going to become calmer because you say you get stressed, right? I see you as this little otter floating on it, on their back, like eating little, you're like a foodie and you
That's
love
true.
To, you love to hug and hold hands with people. You're cozy. Aww,
you actually
COVID
is cozy.
Was a hell for you.
She is so cozy.
Very cozy.
I'm a cuddler.
You are. You're the cutest.
Okay. And then, okay. And then
Silka.
You are very complex, interesting. There's a lot going on. You have two kids?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Married still?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't mean it like that. Oh, that came out wrong. He ain't going nowhere, all right? But are these girls?
One is
a girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. She will follow in your footsteps. There's one that's very... Other thing is you... All you've done your whole life is move like a nomad, travel, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're kind of like the Johnny Cash song, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. That's you, mm-hmm. right? So it's like a Renaissance woman, and that's your daughter too. Is she the oldest?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I get on you.
Okay. You know, she was a flight attendant, so you got that travel thing right on there.
Wow, neato.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Wow.
So you really have been everywhere.
Almost. What about me?
Okay. Boy. Do you know yet?
No, I don't know yet.
Yes, I see a boy. As soon as I walked in, I said, it's another boy.
Okay.
So sweet. And then there's like a woman. This could be your grandmother. Who is fortifying you right now with strength. Who's Carol? Carol. This is your grandmother?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't know Carol.
Carol
is mom's cousin?
She does have someone.
Who
this
is the lady?
This woman is in heaven named Carol.
Who was the lady that just passed away in Florida? Not Carol.
I don't know.
Carol. You don't remember the lady you went to visit? Mom?
Linda.
Linda. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not Carol. Okay. Sorry.
And this
Carol.
One is old.
Carol.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, or I don't know, but grandmotherly energy okay. is like helping you right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What else? Do you guys have questions for me at all? I always end with, do you have questions to spark my intuition?
Will we expand Acme into a third location this year? Or is that a future thing? Where are you? Fourth, if you count Florida.
Where are you thinking of? Because you are only in L.A.? Because right now I feel only in L.A.
We're only in L.A.
Right. But it's like east. You go further east.
We have Washington. Northeast L.A. We have an office there.
You do.
And then we have here, West Adams.
Do you have Los Feliz or Silver Lake? Have you?
No, because it kind of falls in the Northeast L.A.
It's kind of the adjacent. Same?
Yeah. Okay.
Beverly Hills is a possibility. Texas, Austin is a possibility. And you said Florida?
We have one.
Florida, as far as the market, is pumping.
Yeah.
You guys amazing. Are good there.
Okay, good. Oh, yeah. Good. So Acme, Florida is going to expand.
Florida is going to be, I think, number one as far as sales. As far as the upward trajectory.
You mean they'll generally?
Leading the pack
okay.
to prosperity.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, how can people find you if they want to get a private reading or learn more about you?
That's nice. I am at heatherauble.com, and that is A-U-B-L-E. I've become increasingly private due to the saturation of spiritual teachers right now. And
yeah, you were talking about that. I'm not feeling it. It's like kind of,
well, there's a lot of, it's like I see the integrity, the authenticity in you three. For me, it's more about how much I care for the client and the quality of the reading and what I want to see happen with them. I've had girls come to me, oh, I want to be a Chanel model. I say, okay, let's do it within 1 year. She's modeling for Chanel now. That's the quality girls, right?
Wow.
Yeah, so like stuff like that, it comes to me immediately through Source and through God and through the quantum field, I feel. I've taken down all my social, it's all private now, everything, because all I want to do is be one-on-one, very intimate with my clients and help them in the best possible way. So I'm down to like, I'd probably do one reading a day at the most so that I can energetically be fortified to help others. Right. And so when it's this big revolving door and I see people I've given readings to are now, you know, intuitives and psychics and all this stuff. And it's like, where is the integrity? Where is the authenticity? Where's the education?
Right.
Because that's another lack.
You're saying there's a low barrier to entry in your field too?
Oh yeah. Or hair. It's all this, it's all the trifecta of like, you can bullshit your way in there.
So how did, just out of curiosity, and thank you for sharing that. So yes. heatherauble.com. Just one more question. I do have a question.
Anything.
How did you know at five that you were psychic?
My grandmother passed, and the day before I saw her
dying. You saw.
So I've seen death and birth the most and for the longest. It's like this.
Do you feel like it's genetic? Like it's passed down?
Yeah. My grandmother was also psychic. And I say psychic, I don't say intuitive. It's like, because I see shit. That's like deeper, you know?
I have a question too now.
But it's not a popular word.
Will you tell people about death? Or is this a barrier that you don't go to? Like, don't cross?
That's a great question. If it's dire, imminent, if it's like I had a woman who was dying of cancer, and I said, I see you making it. And she said, what? And it was like nearly impossible. And she was a tiger. And I said, you're a tiger, you just have to fight. And she was this cool old lady. And she got a tiger tattoo all over her arm right here. And she's like older, you know, and conservative. And she said, that tattoo and that belief that I was a tiger got me through this. Wow. Right?
And she got out.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
So, but then with death, to answer your question, it's a tender thing, but I will allude to what's coming up, but I don't like to play God either.
Right.
Like what I'm going to tell you, you're going to die and then you don't. Because guess what? Psychics don't know everything.
Right.
You know? And it, for me, it's imagery and numbers and faces and this and that. And it could be I'm seeing a death because your business dies or you get a breakup or, you know, that.
I have a question, actually.
Okay. Yes, miss.
So,
yes, ma'am.
So in our family, there's definitely like a connectedness, you know, that's just like run through my grandma, Courtney, myself. And actually, I had a similar experience with my dad where he passed away. We didn't find out for a week later, but the night that he actually passed, I dreamt it exactly how it happened. I told my mom exactly. So when they found him, it was just like, wow, you know. And, you know, but sometimes I feel, I've always felt that, you know, and we've always like, you know, like I've dreamt of things and then they'll happen or seen things and then they'll happen. But I feel like as I've gotten older, like I've kind of disconnected from that like spirituality a little bit. So I'm curious if you think that that is a thing, you know, like
that
like
is a disconnecting
and if you can reconnect.
Oh my gosh, you can reconnect at any time. So it's, and that's another sort of sanctimonious thing, right? About certain healers is, oh, I'm playing God. I can fix you. You need to be fixed. And, you know, I'm here to do all that. You fix yourself, right? So when you, I go through periods of not caring about being spiritual. Maybe I'll go out and get drunk or dance, you know, to some rock and roll. Who knows? But I think rebellion is spiritual. That's the thing. So if you're in rebellion and you think you're not in your spiritual practice, check yourself, right? Because you could just be having fun, you know, and that's okay. You don't have to be perfect.
So do you feel like getting back to connectedness is actually just getting more aligned, like giving yourself permission to be aligned with what you actually need?
Oh my God, yes. Yes, and that's the other thing. It's like, you know, you don't have to meditate 30 minutes a day, this and that. I think a good way to get in touch with your spiritual self if you feel you're lost is quiet. Just be freaking quiet for like 10 minutes. What comes to you, especially intuitive people like the three of you, what comes to you when you're quiet? What comes to you when you're in the shower? This is God or whomever you believe in speaking through you and saying, you know, that house is going to sell. What does your heart feel, right? So connect with your heart, connect with your soul, and connect with quiet. It's too goddamn noisy all the time.
It is noisy.
And people who incessantly chatter, it's because they're insecure. Those who speak don't know. Those who know don't speak. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And well, know that everything will be okay.
100%.
Right? Like,
really, yes, know my that? Love. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I was having that thought. I'm like, well, you know, there's always Jamaica. You don't need a lot wait to for be an happy office? There. You know, I can just like kind of, you know, but wear the same dress every day, be on the beach, eat great food, be happy. I don't need a lot.
But we're LA girls, I'm telling you. You go to Jamaica, you're going to come back, girl, I tell you. I came She's back from Nashville. I was like, we got to get back. I need some grit.
Oh, we never did what Silka's spirit animal is.
Okay, so this one, it's, and don't take offense, but the buffalo roams, right, through life, adventurous. Do you ever feel like, and this is terrible, but do you ever feel like saying just F you to your family, jumping on a plane, going to Paris, wherever, and just be alone for a while?
Don't we all?
I don't know. I don't have kids. I'm like, I think I'd love them every day, all day long. But it feels like roaming, protecting, nurturing spirit. And there's something about your face has been on TV or something too. So it's like people respond to this. You know,
she was a model.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Beautiful. Wonderful. Yeah.
And she was on $1 million listing.
Well, you were.
Mm-hmm. She was.
That's my dad's favorite show. How cute is he, an old hippie in the woods? He's like, did you see what happened with, you know, whatever their names are?
Josh and
yeah,
Heather.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, Josh and Heather? Yeah, and I'll go, yeah, Dad, you live in the woods and like you're an old hippie. You know. Like, why do you watch this thing?
It is funny, though.
It's a great show, though.
It's entertaining. People
super
love it.
Super entertaining.
But, you know, it is true. It's like there's this mystery around like luxury real estate that people who probably will never actually like access it are fascinated by. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a funny thing. Mm-hmm. They really like plugged into a phenomenon there. Mm-hmm. Any hoodles, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks for having me. Such I don't know pleasure. If it made any sense.
Oh, yeah. It made total sense. And we're so appreciative. We're definitely going to call on you again for some more predictions.
Thank you. I'll be here. Year. Maybe I'll bring some cards and just flip them around.
That would be great. Thank you so much. Thank you, my love. Thank you, guys.
That was wonderful.
So that was inspiring. I hope she's right.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Me too. I mean, I would trust her more than a news source that's trying to get a reaction, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's no agenda there. There's no agenda.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But I think that the things, the takeaways for me are like, first of all, everything's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And I also think with the pendulum swinging, I think that's something that people in our market need to accept. I don't think buyers need to have this revenge of the buyers mentality this year. You don't need to make it painful for everybody. You don't need to do the most and feel like you're getting taken advantage of if the seller says no to one of your requests. Like, that has to go. So I think that, you know, buyers don't have to have revenge of the buyers in 2023. They don't have to feel a certain type of way if the sellers say no to one of their requests. Like, I think buyers need to get back to like a place of balance, and sellers too need to accept that it's not the previous market, not fight so hard against it, like be more flexible, have a long-term vision, and let it be okay. If you're making profit but still not making like crazy profit like you were before, knowing that if you're going to reinvest that money, that you're probably going to save money on the buy side, and let that balance be the new balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there just needs to be overall more graciousness and less ego, in especially in LA's market.
Yeah.
Especially because
it's time to calm down.
It is time to calm down.
We've all been through just hell and back. Like, why are we being so horrible to each other?
The last 3 years were like, it's a chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Ego, clicks. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people need to take themselves a little bit less seriously, like just generally, and realize there's enough for everybody. You don't have to step on people's heads or be threatened by anybody. Everybody's offering something like a little bit different. But, you know, I think there's always going to be mean girls in our industry. I think there's always going to be people who just want to feel like they're aligned with people who sell more or are, you know, reputationally have like more business or, you know, whatever it is that they're, I don't know what it is that makes people try so hard.
Right.
It's like, you don't have to try that hard. Everybody's going to get there if you're consistent and you're constantly growing, and there's certainly enough to go around. So my prediction for 2023 myself is that we're going to have more balance, emotional balance.
With I think buyers it will be a sellers. Good year. 23 is my lucky number.
Is it really?
Yes.
Same.
Shut up.
Yeah, literally. But because of Michael Jordan.
Right.
That's why I'm excited.
The year of Michael Jordan. That's what we're going into. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Under All Is the Land. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Courtney and friends about to show you how to generate wealth. Get educated. Do for yourself.